Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Morning Moxie Show. I'm Alicia Sharp, your host, and today we have Christine Payne on the show. And I have really grown to love Christine. I've loved her for quite a while, and her messages, and just her heart for the Lord. It's just so passionate, and she is so passionate about Jesus and what he's done. And what I love about her message is that she doesn't settle. She doesn't want other people to settle either. She doesn't want people to just remain in their pit. You know, she's not somebody who's just going to hop in the pit with somebody and curl up with them and just give them empathy or sympathy. And I'm not saying that there's not a place for that at times, but, you know, she's somebody who calls out the greatness in people and says, no, you are not going to stay down. You are going to get up out of that. You're going to get, you know, take up your mat and walk. And that is exactly the message that resonates with my heart. I don't like to see people sitting in their self-sorrow and self-pity and, you know, it's everything's against me and my life is horrible and all this stuff. No, we have got to choose to walk out the faith of God. We've got to choose to walk in victory. It's not something that magically just happens in our lives. We have to choose victory every day, to choose Jesus, to choose to pursue his promises and to believe the kingdom every day. It doesn't just happen. It is a choice. Every day we can make a choice. The Bible says, choose life or death. So let's choose life today. Here's Christine.
And then I'm telling you, this is what blows me away about Jesus. He makes me feel so much better about my pastoral care gifts. Because Jesus would be kicked off the pastoral care staff of the church. Because he walks into the dude and says to him, do you want to be healed? Y'all, if I did that today, I would be on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times. I would be on the front. Televangelist asks lame person if they want to be healed. Oh, I could see the headlines now. Chris Kane has no compassion. Jeez, she is merciless. Imagine what they would have done with Jesus in the age of social media. That would be right now, this second, it would be on the YouTube already, because one of you would have already filmed that. You would have uploaded it to YouTube, and it would be going viral right now. Prophet Jesus comes to town, and he has just got no heart. He's just got no compassion. He just doesn't understand what made this man be like that. He has just got no mercy, no understanding, no tolerance for these people. That's where Jesus spoke to his condition, said, you don't have to be identified by the thing that's got you on the mat. I'm going to speak to the potential on the inside of you. I'm going to speak to the purpose on the inside of you. And you're going to be able to get up. Christine, you do not have to be defined by what was done to you for 12 years. And if you and I can get to a place where we make what Jesus did for us bigger than what they did to us, we can see change and transformation in our life. There comes a point where we must make what Jesus did for us bigger than what anybody said to us or what anybody did to us. And Jesus asked him the question, do you want to be healed? Do you know why he asked that? Because he was asking him, do you want the responsibility that comes with healing? Because see, when I was a victim, it was okay because everyone felt sorry for me. I could come to conferences, I could go to church every week, and everyone would go, well, that's you don't understand what happened to Christine. She can't submit to any male leadership because you don't know what men did to her. And you know the only one that would have won is the enemy. Because I wouldn't be walking in my destiny 30 years later. Because I would be still running. But I'd really, metaphorically speaking, still be on my mat, defined by what they did to me, defined by my condition. I would never be stepping in. There would be no A21. There would be no Propel. There would be no what I do, teaching and preaching. There would be none of that. There would be no marriage with Nick that sustained for 22 years. My two daughters, and by the grace of God, growing into fine young women of the Lord, that wouldn't happen. Because I would just have continued to lie on a mat and I'd keep making everyone else pay for something they never did to me, but what somebody else did to me 4 decades ago. Some of you, people are paying for something they never did to you. And that's why you go from one relationship to the next, or one job to the next, or one church to the next, or one pill to the next, or one Netflix series binge watching to the next, or one bed to the next. Lying on our mats, anything to anesthetize the pain, anything to numb the pain, anything to medicate the pain, anything but deal with it. And Jesus says, do you want to be made well? And I'm speaking into the atmosphere of this generation and I'm asking you the same question. Because we've just had a couple of years of just letting it all go. And I'm done. I don't know if anyone else is, but I am, as a leader in the church. I'm like, you know what? Jesus did not die in vain. Jesus did not shed his blood in vain. And I it's not a lack of empathy. It's actually a love for people to say, you don't have to lie on a mat. You can get up and you can walk into your God-given purpose and you can walk into your God-given destiny. Jesus is in the transformation business. It's why he came. He transforms lives. If he doesn't, why don't we just be like any other religion? I didn't sign up for a cute little religion. I signed up for Jesus to transform my life and me to transform the world around me. And I'm not going to be dictated to by a culture that says stay on your mat and blame everyone else. I'm like, oh, you can stay on your mat if you want. There's a multitude, but there's always one that says, no, 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 I'm not staying on this mat. I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk into the God-given destiny and the God-given purpose and the God-given future that is ahead of me. And Jesus speaks to that. He speaks to that. It's so challenging because basically I am saying it's up to you. As a woman that has been sexually abused for 12 years, as a woman, that I don't know that there would be any greater pain than being abandoned by your mother in a hospital without a name. That kind of ripping, it caused a lot of damage to me, a lot of damage. It's taken a lot of years of counseling. It's taken a lot of work for me to keep walking once I got off that mat. But I am living proof that Jesus did not shed his blood in vain. I am living proof that you can start bad and you can finish good in and through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, Christine, you're just an anomaly. Honey, you don't need... I'm sick of all the excuses. Christine, it's just your personality type. Christine, it's just where... Look, listen to me. Freedom is not something on the DISC profile. Freedom is not an Enneagram number. Freedom is not a love language. Freedom is not a personality type. Freedom is a blood type. It's the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It sets people free. It sets people free. And I will not bow down to a culture that's trying to make us say, this doesn't really work. Be careful, you might offend someone. I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I'm like the people in the book. I was just blind and now I see. Listen, I don't know the theology. I don't have a seminary degree, but I do know I encountered Jesus Christ and I know I was blind and I know I see. And I am like John and Peter in the book of Acts, where they looked at them and they just said, you know what? I cannot help but speak of the things that I have seen and heard. And culture might try to silence us and people might try to look down on us, and you can put it whichever way you want, but I have encountered a resurrected Savior and he set me free. And he whom the Son sets free shall and can be free indeed. And you know what? I love the fact in Acts chapter 4, the Bible says the Sadducees and the fact they looked at them and they looked and said, you know, surely these are unlearned and uneducated men, that's like me. But they could see that they had been with Jesus. And I'm like, you're the one thing you can't take from me. I might not have a seminary degree. I might not be as smart as half the people out there. But let me tell you something. I have been with the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. And he transforms lives. He transforms lives.
That was Christine Kane, and you can find that on YouTube if you search under Christine Kane, Healing After Abuse is Possible in Christ. Praise on TBN. You can also find out more at her website, ChristineKane.com. Hope you have a fabulous day today, and again, that you remember that you can live a 320 life in Christ more than you can imagine. And if you like this podcast, I just want to encourage you to share it with your friends, to share it on Facebook, and to just to let other people know about it. That would be awesome and so helpful. And also leave me a great rating on iTunes. Have a great day. I'll see you again next time. God bless.